Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, Big Mike Almighty. 3XL, man. Shit. Back in this bitch. Today's little audio log, man, is going to be all about, well, maybe y'all need to go to the guest book, man, the Mac City guest book, and check it out. My man, Minister of Love, dropped some questions on me, man, and I responded. I typed the shit on out. But, fuck. Even though it was a long-ass dissertation, I still really didn't get everything out I wanted to, you know, speak on and shit. So I'm going to go ahead and speak on it, you know, through audio, you know what I mean? So it's been a while since I did an audio joint, so that's what I'm going to do. All right, so basically what we're talking about right now is, you know, he mentioned the fact, he wanted to know what would I do if I had like a model come holler at me, man, was really pissed off that she was on the site. Motherfuckers seen her on the site and all this kind of shit. She demanded to be taken off and all that kind of shit. And that shit has happened, man. I mean, I don't write about everything in the journal and shit, man, you know. But, I mean, in the past, that's happened with my old website. And then with the new website, that's happened a couple of times and shit. But, of course, I just shake the haters off and I go about my biz, man. You know what I mean? But, basically, this is coming about because he's seen another adult master who is into the same sort of niche that I'm into. As a matter of fact, this cat, he kind of like originated it and shit, you know what I mean? The whole crackhead, girls round the way, girls next door, hood rat type shit, you know what I mean? I came up through this joint through this cat. Now, a lot of y'all may want to know who the fuck I'm talking about, and typically, you know, I would, man, you know what I mean? I'd speak, you know, another nigga name, give another nigga's props, and tell y'all about the website and all this kind of shit, but let me put you this way, for the past, like, maybe 3 years, this nigga, right, he been acting like I got leprosy due to the fact that I'm cool with a couple other webmasters that he don't like. So, he just gonna play me close and not give me my motherfucking, my props and my respect, right, by speaking my name. So, I'm not gonna speak this nigga name, you know what I mean? Period, point blank, bottom line. So, if you wanna know who this nigga is, a lot of y'all probably know who the fuck the nigga is. But I'm not gonna speak the nigga's name, since the nigga don't wanna speak my name, since he's so scared to give me juice. I don't know why this nigga's so scared to give me, I don't know, some dap and shit, whatever, but I think it's kinda sad, I think it's juvenile. And I'm not gonna tell y'all who this nigga is, but all y'all should know who this nigga is, cause I mean, the nigga shit is tight, I like his shit, but just me as a man, I'm just tired of this nigga trying to act like he's just king shit, you know what I mean? And that's, shit's kind of getting under my motherfucking skin on the real. But that don't take away from his crap. His crap is still, you know, I like his joint and shit. But basically, Minister of Love was saying that this nigga, he had some models on this shit, and his models found out where the website was at, and they ain't mad at the nigga, and they want his fucking, they want him to take the, what's that, the pictures and the videos off, and the models done got motherfuckers to threaten the nigga, to kill him, and now the nigga done ran out of the country, and all this kind of shit. You know, that's what, you know, Minister of Love telling me, you know. So, Minister of Love want to know, well, what I do in that situation? Well, this particular webmaster, the main thing that this nigga did wrong was, he must have been going around telling motherfuckers where his URL, where his website was at. You don't do that kind of shit, man. Not in this sort of niche, man. Because what we dealing with hood rats. We dealing with baby mamas. We dealing with girls next door. They are not professional models. Only a professional model is geared or has her mind prepared for other people seeing her butt-ass naked. You feel me? That's what professional models do. Industry models do that shit. That's what they get paid to do. You know what I mean? So every time you get a professional model and you get her on video doing all kind of freak shit, and if anybody sees her online doing that kind of shit, I mean, more likely she's going to be happy about that, because that's her job. And she wants exposure. She wants people to know who she is, because the more she's out there, the more gigs she's going to get. You know what I mean? But we're not dealing with industry models. We're dealing with amateur ghetto porn, and these are just hood rats, man, that just trying to feed their kids and trying to come up, pay bills and shit. They had an emergency situation, they gotta pay something off, and wham, lo and behold, here the Fat Mac is. Here this other nigga is to help them pay this shit, but they gotta go ahead and get down on video, or they gotta get down on a photo shoot to make that happen. You know what I mean? So they not ecstatic about doing that shit. They don't want nobody doing what knowing what they doing. They want this shit hushed. They want this shit under the motherfucking rug. You feel me? So that's the difference therein, man. If you got like a mainstream website with professional models on that shit, you can tell motherfuckers all day where the site is at. But if you fucking around with hood rats, baby mamas, girls next door, crackheads, all that kind of shit, it's ludicrous, man. It's silly for you to be running your mouth about where the site is at. Mistake number one, if you got an amateur niche porn like this, you do not share the URL. All the models that I fuck with are always begging to know where the fuck it's at. I always telling them hoes, look, you can't know where it's at because then I compromise your privacy and the privacy of the other females, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. And I learned this motherfucking lesson because the first site I had, which was called Lynn69.com, was basically named after my wife. Side trick motherfucking John, this nigga went ahead and told Simone and Sparkle where the site was at. And then fucking 2 motherfucking weeks later, I get calls from all kind of bitches talking about, I seen the site and and my brother and my cousins and uncle seen it and all this kind of shit. And I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck did that happen? How in the hell did all these motherfuckers know where the site is at and shit? And then it just kind of like dawned on me, right? That Side Trick John motherfucking ass, I ain't heard from that nigga in like 2 or 3 weeks. So that was a pretty good indicator right there, man. You know, whenever a nigga is like calling you all the time and speaking to you and buddy-buddy, and then all of a sudden when a nigga stop calling you, nigga, something is up. You know what I mean? And I really didn't really trip it, you know what I mean? Because, fuck, I didn't trip the nigga not calling me, you know what I mean? Because I didn't think nothing was up, you know what I mean? I thought maybe the nigga just took a vacation or whatever. But when I found out that all these broads and all these people in the projects knew where the fucking site was at, and he was the only nigga that knew besides me, so, I mean, basically I just did some investigating. And Sparkle, of course, she gave the nigga's name up like it was nothing. She told me it was that nigga running his mouth. So instead of trying to fight the whole motherfucking thing, you know, just saying, fuck all y'all hoes, you know, yeah, it's there, you know, it is what it is, I decided to shut it on down, start all over. I mean, it was kind of like a blessing, actually, because I really wanted to start fresh, I wanted to start new, because originally the site was about me and my wife, you know what I mean, and I wanted to just do something totally different. I wanted to remove her off the site, I wanted to do some old, some fresh, ghetto type shit, man. Hey, hold on 1 sec, y'all, be right back, hold up, shit, bye. Alright, fuck, I'm back. Alright, shit. False alarm. You know, got a commotion going on in the house. Anyway, yeah, so basically it was a mixed blessing. The nigga told, the nigga spilled the beans, he jeopardized my operation. Actually, that shit cost me like $2,000, really, because I was like paying for traffic, and I was putting some money into the Lynn69 joint. And then once all that happened, I just said, fuck it, and I shut it down. I was tired of motherfuckers calling me about it and shit. So I made up my mind not to tell nobody. Now, consequently, with the Mac joint coming up, right, I didn't tell John where it was at, but of course he found out, since he's a computer whiz. All that nigga had to do was go to Google and type in some keywords, and bam, there it is, he found the motherfucker. And he basically lets me know one day, you know, he didn't like just come out and tell me that he knew where the site was at, because the nigga was always asking me, please tell me where the site is at, please tell me where the site is at, please, I'm sorry about last time, I won't tell nobody. I'm like, nigga, fuck you, I'm not telling you where the site is at, man, because you skull fucked me last time, nigga, and you lucky I didn't split your fucking wig on the real shit. But he kept hounding me, and so one day we had motherfucking Waffle House, and you know, there's a lot of things on the site that basically he didn't really know about, you know what I mean, because I wasn't verbalizing it and shit, you know, things that I was talking about or ways that I was describing him and shit. And so he would make it a point every now and then to basically reiterate some things I was on the site, basically giving me some subliminal clues that he knew where the motherfucking site was at. For instance, I never told that nigga that I was calling him Side Trick John, you know what I mean. And so one day we sitting in the Waffle House, and then some These two females come in. One female is kind of slick. Another female is kind of short and dumpy, portly looking. He looks at her and says, "Wow, look at her. She must be her side trick." Right then and there, I was like, okay, all right, the jig is up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I just looked at him. I'm like, man, why don't you be a motherfucking man, nigga, and just tell me that you know where the fuck is at. Stop playing this little bitch game, man. Fuck. You know. So that's kind of like, I mean, that's kind of off topic, but yet again, it's on topic and shit. But basically, don't share your URL with none of these motherfucking broads, man. Don't do it. Like I said, industry models understand that this is their job and they're supposed to be seen naked. The hood rat does not understand that. Even if you done did all the motherfucking paperwork and you done sat down and explained it to them in detail, they don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Once the cat is out the bag, they're going to come knocking on your door, ringing your phone, pissed off at you. And then you go ahead, you move to motherfucking situation number two, right? Because legally, they really can't do shit. If you're a webmaster that's on your P's and Q's, you got all your paperwork tight, you know, they're fucked. They can't do nothing. But there's this thing called street motherfucking justice, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to have bitches talking shit, talking about they going to get this nigga to get you, they're going to get that nigga to get you, you know, my boyfriend, my baby daddy, my cousins, and all this kind of shit. You know, I've dealt with that too, you know what I mean? But, man, I ain't really sweating these niggas, man, you know what I mean? Because if they want to get down, we can get down. But most of these motherfuckers know who I am and shit, man. They know I ain't got no qualms about getting with a nigga, for real. Shit, I prefer not to. Motherfucker, if you bring it, nigga, then it's on. Shit. And plus, most of these cats, man, I mean, I don't know, man. Shit. I mean, there's a lot of players and shit up in this city, man. So a lot of motherfuckers ain't dumb enough to go run and try and kill some nigga over no bitch. You know what I mean? Especially a broad man who willingly went ahead and signed a dotted line on some free shit. You know what I mean? You understand that? But then again, you know, you still have dumb niggas that will die over some pussy or will kill over some pussy. So I'm always on the lookout for that. I'm always on the lookout for lame-ass niggas or busters that's willing to goddamn cock the hammer back and try and kill you over what some pussy say. You know what I mean? And that's a real threat out here fucking around in these streets with this motherfucking hood rat shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he made the mistake. The webmaster, which Mr. Love was talking about, he made the mistake of telling motherfuckers where his URL is at. I'm assuming that's what he did because everybody and mama know where the fuck it's at. You know what I mean? So, he must have ran his mouth. And then another thing he fucked up in, another area he fucked up in is he let people know where the fuck he lives. You know what I'm saying? I do know this for a fact because, you know, I went and visited his site a couple times and fuck, there he is, and there the broad is inside his house, you know, with the pictures and shit. So, he letting bitches know where the fuck he live. He letting everybody know where the fuck his URL is at. You know what I mean? He just inviting all kind of horse shit, man, to come right to his motherfucking doorstep, man. Shit. Period. So, that's one thing that you don't do, man. I mean, I made that mistake with two of the broads. I know, man. You know, I let them know where the fuck I was, you know, living. But that was after some serious close scrutiny about they personality and their, you know, the very character, the character makeup, man. And I felt that they was decent enough to let them know where the fuck I lived and shit. But in retrospect, when I'm thinking about it, I shouldn't even done that. But it was like every motherfucking bitch that nigga had on his side, he was bringing a bitch over to his crib, you know what I'm saying? Fuck. Nah, that's a definite no-no. Can't be letting motherfuckers know where the fuck you live. Not in this game, man. Shit. Basically, what it really comes down to is you need to let these hoes know as little about you as possible. Y'all feeling that? Don't tell them where you work, if you got another job or another side hustle. Don't tell them your full name. Don't tell them your government name. Don't, you know, I mean, the less they know about you, the better. You feel me? Understand that. Okay, so basically, I'm on this recap shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't share your URL with these hoes. Understand that you're dealing with hood rats, baby mamas, drama queens, girls next door. You're not dealing with no models, you know what I mean? So basically, you may as well expect some bullshit, some drama to pop up as soon as somebody see their ass, asshole naked, or, you know, online. Because they don't want nobody to see them online, you know what I mean? Shit, don't let them hoes know where the fuck you live. Don't let them know shit about you. Don't let them know, man, don't let them know what your favorite fucking food is, nigga. Remain a mystery. Remain an enigma. You got that. Okay. So, shit, I don't know how true it is if somebody, you know, put a pistol to this nigga's head or put the pistol in his mouth or, I don't know, man, shit, you know, shit. But I just know that, shit, I mean, from what I'm hearing, I mean, damn, if the nigga left the country, fuck. I mean, that's some pretty deep shit, man, I don't know. But, yeah, and then my man, he asked me, so what would I do? So Big Mike, what would you do? Mac, what would you do, man, in that situation? Well, basically, in the past, I've just told Bros, well, look, what did? Since I paid you to do some work, you know what I mean? And even though I've been paid back 100-fold, you know, off day work, still, the broad gonna have to give me some compensation, period, if she wanna get the fuck back off. You know what I'm saying? She gonna have to dig in her pockets and give me at least a $200 fee or something. You know what I mean? Because you just can't be letting motherfuckers off the hook like that. As soon as that happens, man, that word will get around that you a soft nigga and all you gotta do is threaten a motherfucker. And then that's how they get off the fucking website and shit. So the first broad do it, then the first broad see another broad that may be on the site and be like, yeah, girl, I seen that shit and I wasn't going out for that shit. And I told him I was gonna send Jaquan over there to whoop his ass and then he took me off the site. And then the next broad gonna come to you with that same bullshit. She gonna try to get a Jaquan to whoop your ass too. And then what you gonna do, fold? You gonna go ahead and say, okay, I'm gonna take you off the site too. Nah, don't do that shit, nigga. Hey, basically what you do, you gotta tell that bitch, hey, you gotta motherfucking pay like your way. If you wanna get off, bring me $200 and you free and clear. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so basically you ain't telling them, no, you ain't gonna do it. And you ain't telling them, yeah. Put the ball back in their court and tell them, look, you go ahead and make it worth my while, fuck hell yeah, shit, I'll get rid of you. I mean, shit, you don't make or break the site, you know what I mean? I got 100 bras on that motherfucker, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck, I'll take you off, but you ain't just gonna motherfucking get paid for the work and then goddamn try and snatch the motherfucking ends out my pocket, you know what I mean? Fuck that. It's not happening. So bring me some money and then we can motherfucking make that happen. And then basically what's gonna happen is they not gonna get up the motherfucking money, you know, cause they broke as fuck anyway. And then, you know, they may try and twist, you know, put the screws in you some more and threaten you and all this kind of shit. But most of that shit, 90% of that shit is just gonna be motherfucking talk. Now there's 10% of it that, you know, can materialize into some fuck shit. Especially if you're fucking with a female that's got like, that's in like a serious relationship with a baby daddy, you know what I mean? With a thug type motherfucker that he don't really know what's going on and he didn't know what the bra was doing and shit. He may have been locked up for a while, then he get back out, then he find out his bra was sucking a fucking on video and shit. Then he wanna know who the fuck it is, you know, I'm gonna whoop that nigga ass, I'm gonna kill that nigga, you know, that's kind of shit. So that's the kind of shit that I deal with, you know what I mean? Of course, once again, you know, if I was scared of the motherfucking situation, I wouldn't do it, you know what I mean? Cause, I mean, but then again, it's still a real threat, man. It's something that you gotta really think about, man, when you're fucking around in this niche, in this genre of porn, man. So, so basically, that's how I do it, man. I tell them they gotta go ahead and pay me to get off the site. They gotta hit me with the 200 game, you know what I mean? And one other thing that's really bad for you, right? Let's say, you know, the broad come to you and you take her off the site and shit. Well, basically what's going to happen now is, now that you done took her off the site, now that's going to leave her free to run her mouth about the site to other people. Now think about it. If she's still on the goddamn site, she's not going to go around running her mouth about the site because she don't want nobody to see her. You feel me? But as long as she's still on that motherfucker, she going to keep that shit to herself. So basically that's just like damage control, man. You know, it's always good to keep a broad on there, right, that's giving you motherfucking beef, because if she stays on that motherfucker, she's not gonna be going around blabbing her mouth about it and then get other females all mixed up and fucking stirred up and pissed off, you know what I'm saying? So anytime you got a broad, right, that's going around making mischief and talking shit, right, and if she wanna be off the site, it's probably best that you don't take her off. You may want to keep her on that motherfucker, right? Because as soon as you take her off, you know, she's still gonna be mad, she's still gonna be vindictive, and she's still gonna go around talking shit, and she gonna be talking shit about the other females that's on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? And then they in turn gonna be pissed off. And then they gonna be, so it's a bad move to take a broad off that's really pissed off and really vindictive about being on the motherfucker in the first place. Because the only thing she gonna do is run her mouth and get you twisted up with some more bullshit with some more females as soon as you take her off. But if you keep her on that bitch, shit, she gonna cool her motherfucking heels, and she ain't gonna be going around talking all that shit and sharing the URL with nobody, you know what I mean? Because she still don't want nobody knowing that she on that bitch, you feel me? Shit. Hold on, fellas, hold on, wait. Damn. Shit, let me take a break right quick, man, hold on. Shit, nigga, I'm still trying to think, man, about some other points, man, I want to throw on there. Man, I really got much else to say about that, man. Those were just some other things I wanted to just kind of reiterate, man, audio format, nigga, fuck. You know? Well, anyway, hey, yeah, shit. Hey, Minister of Love, nigga, hey, holla at me, man, and let me know, because like I said, let me know whose site you like the best, man. I'm just curious, man, because I know a lot of cats and a rap to say that they kind of like dig and prefer my format better than his, you know what I mean? And I'm just curious to know, you know, where you stand on that. Like I said, I ain't gonna get offended, man, if you say you like his shit better or whatever. Because like I said, even though the nigga is, I don't know, the nigga got issues, man. The nigga's shit is still tight. I like his shit, man. You know, I can't say I like the nigga as a person, man, because he's just shown me just repeatedly, man, and he be acting like a fucking sucker, man, you know what I mean? God damn. Fuck. Let it go, nigga. Fuck. Anyway, yeah, so just let me know, you know, write it on back in the journal, but the guest book. Let me know what's happening, man. The things that, I can improve on or whatever and all that kind of shit. And like, for all you other players out there, let me know if I got dead links, if I have any sort of like pictures missing or videos that's not totally uploaded and all this kind of shit, holler at me, you know, so I can correct that shit, you know what I mean? So right now, this is the Fat Maxter, nigga, Big Mike, signing off, and I'ma holler at y'all later, man. 1.